Softer matzah was, if not standard, at least common, because mention is made in the codes of a tradition of keeping the piece known as the afikoman within one's pillow that is leaned upon during the Seder. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 101. That's a wrap. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
In his introduction to his Encyclopedia of Jewish Food, chef and rabbi Gil Marks tells us that food, quote, is part of and a window to who a community is, how that community came to be, how it exists at a particular moment in time, and what it values in the present and hopes for in the future. And he adds, to know a community is to know its food. So Gil Marks writes, and we bear this in mind as we consider what is commonly called the Hillel sandwich, carefully constructed and eaten at the Seder, because it does indeed tell us a great deal about Judaism. Except that, at least in my view, what Hillel made and ate wasn't a sandwich at all. Let us give the background to this culinary concoction. As we mentioned, according to Exodus, in its explicit instructions regarding the Paschal offering, the korban that is brought is to be eaten along with two other essential foods, matzah, unleavened bread, and maror, bitter herbs. Whereas matzah, as I discussed yesterday, figures in an independent mitzvah if the Paschal offering is not brought, maror is part and parcel of the mitzvah of the Paschal offering. Biblically, the obligation only exists if it is eaten in a Paschal meal in which the offering takes center stage. Nevertheless, today, maror is eaten at the Seder due to a rabbinic obligation in order to remember how the Seder is ideally to be performed. For the great Second Temple sage Hillel, the obligation to consume matzah and maror along with the Paschal lamb or goat meant not that they are to be each independently eaten, but that the matzah and bitter herbs are to be taken together and eaten as one, perhaps along with the meat of the offering as well. The phrase in the Haggadah is Haya korech matzah umaror. For Hillel, in order to fully fulfill the mitzvah incumbent on everyone at the Seder, he would take matzah and maror and would be korech lem v'ochlam biachad and eat them together. But what does it mean to be korech? Today, of course, what emerges is a sort of sandwich with the leaves of the herbs perilously positioned in between two brittle pieces of matzah. But that is almost certainly not what Hillel ate. For, to a great extent, matzah was not brittle, but soft, as it is today for some Jews that descend from Middle Eastern Jewish communities. In the Torah, describing different types of offerings sourced in grain, we are introduced to rikikei matzot, wafer matzot, which presumably refer to unleavened bread in a more brittle form. But we also meet ugot matzot, matzah cakes, matzahs that are thicker and softer. In order to be matzah, the flour and water must be baked before any leavening process takes place, before the dough has had time to experience a leavening process through yeast spores in the air. And it goes without saying, of course, that no leavening agent, such as starter, can be added. But one can make thicker and softer matzot. Indeed, the showbread, the loaves that sat on the sacred table opposite the menorah in the tabernacle and temple, were not leavened loaves, but rather matzah, though they were quite thick. For the science of soft matzah, I cite an article by Rabbi Dr. Ari Zivitovsky, who tells us that, quote, a kernel of wheat is made up of three components, the bran, germ, and endosperm. Bran is the outer layer of the edible kernel. The germ is the embryo with the potential to sprout into a new plant. The endosperm is the germ's food supply, should it grow, and it is composed primarily of carbohydrates and a small amount of protein. Gluten is one of the proteins in wheat, and when flour and water are mixed, the gluten is responsible for making the dough sticky and elastic. In dough, the carbohydrates, or complex sugars, found in the wheat are broken down into simple sugars. Natural yeasts in the flour begin to use that sugar and break it down into two components, carbon dioxide gas and alcohol. As the gas is produced, it is trapped by the sticky gluten as gas bubbles develop. The gluten holds them and expands, hence the rising of the dough. The alcohol evaporates out and is thus not found in the final product. Typical bread and soft, laffa-like matzah made by Yemenites has a crust that differs from the inside, known as the crumb. The crumb is hardened and brown due to the intense heat that leads to the Maillard reaction in which the amino acids and sugars in the bread combine to form 6-acetyl-2,3,4,5-tetrahydropyridine. This seals the inside, permitting it to retain some of its moisture. Thin matzah is made with less water and baked uniformly, drying out inside and out, such that there is no crust, and it is completely dry. End quote. Thus, one can absolutely make soft matzah. And ladies and gentlemen, I have had some on Pesach. And there are sources that seem clearly to indicate that even among Ashkenazi Jews, some centuries ago, softer matzah was, if not standard, at least common, because mention is made in the codes of a tradition of keeping the piece known as the afikoman within one's pillow that is leaned upon during the Seder. As Zivotofsky puts it, quote, "With current hard matzah, such action would result in eating matzah meal for the afikoman." And he adds, "This is actually an undeniable proof that soft matzah was generally used in the past." End quote. What this means, ladies and gentlemen, is that Hillel's action of being korech, matzah and maror together, means, as others have explained, not that it was a sandwich, but that it was a wrap. The matzah was taken and wrapped around the maror. And we must understand the sublime symbolism that emerges from this mitzvah. The maror, as we say in the Haggadah, is a symbol of the bitterness of slavery. Al shum shemeru et hamitrim chayei avotino b'mitzrayim, because the Egyptians embittered our forefathers' lives in Egypt. The matzah is the symbol of God's redemption, as we also say, that there was no time for the dough to rise, ad shenigaleh melech malchei hamelachim hakadosh baruch hu galum, when suddenly God made himself manifest and redeemed them. It is the symbol of sublime salvation at the hands of the Almighty. On Pesach, we remember the bitterness of slavery, but we do not do so with sadness. There are other days dedicated for marking the suffering of Jewish history. The 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av above all. On Pesach, we see the story of the Jewish people through the lens of salvation. The maror is ensconced in the matzah, embraced by the matzah. And in that wrap, we are asked to see a symbol of Jewish history itself, a story that has many bitter experiences, but is, we believe, a story overseen by the Almighty, a story rooted in hope and faith, a story that looks toward redemption. In an article about how the Bible describes bitter memories and what it means, therefore, for human beings to have faith in God and to also bear bitter memories, the theologian Gilbert Mylander writes as follows, quote, "Remember," the ancient Israelites are commanded by their Lord, "remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt and the Lord your God redeemed you." Even the memory of their bondage, Mylander writes, is not to be erased, but rather drawn into a story that by God's power and grace is transformed into one of redemption. And he adds that human beings at any rate are not to erase the memories that give them pain, but to place those memories into a new, larger, and redemptive story. End quote. That is what it means to ensconce the maror in the matzah and to eat it with the symbol of God's grace and miracles, the Paschal offering. When we study the rap of Hillel, we can truly understand, again, what it means to cite Jean Brillat Savarin, also cited by Gil Marx, who wrote, "Tell me what you eat, and I'll tell you what you are." This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow, signing off.